With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. will always back Israel.
You know our deep commitment to Israel's right, indeed its obligation, to defend itself and to defend its people. And in that, you have and will always have the support of the United States.
Blinken returning to the country for the second time in less than a week. In Jerusalem on Monday to consult with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and other senior officials, Blinken also briefing them about discussions he had with Arab leaders. Blinken also discussed U.S. efforts with the U.N. and others to provide humanitarian assistance to civilians and the U.S. commitment to helping in attempts to rescue nearly 200 hostages held by Hamas. Also at SRNNews.com, former President Donald Trump's lawyer has told a London judge the former president plans to prove that a discredited report by an ex-British spy was wrong and harmed his reputation.
Trump is suing Orbis Business Intelligence, founded by Christopher Steele, who created a dossier in 2016 that contained rumors and uncorroborated allegations about Trump that erupted in a political storm just before his inauguration. Steele once ran the Russia desk for MI6 and was paid by Democrats to compile research that included salacious allegations. Trump said the dossier was fake news and a political witch hunt. I'm Julie Walker.
The FBI reporting violent crime dropped 1.7% last year, but there was an increase in motor vehicle thefts, which rose 10.9%. Stocks remain sharply higher now. The Dow up 295 points, the NASDAQ adding 160 points. This is SRN News. There is dissent in the Church of England over gay marriage.
11 bishops have banded together to oppose plans to introduce blessings for same-sex couples. In a statement released via Premier Christianity, the bishops say, quote, sharing the profound concerns of many in the Church of England and in the wider communion, we find it necessary to dissent publicly from the decisions of the House of Bishops. Some experts say the issue of gay marriage is liable to split the church and the worldwide Anglican communion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Pacific Justice Institute has filed a lawsuit on behalf of a Christian who performs with the Hawaii Symphony Orchestra. John Gallagher, who plays the bass for the HSO, was denied a religious exemption to the coronavirus vaccine and was suspended from work. The law firm accuses the orchestra of violating their client's rights under Title VII of federal law, as well as under Hawaii's state equivalent. This is SRN News. The tech industry is keeping close tabs on a huge antitrust trial.
If government regulators prevail, it's likely to unleash drastic changes designed to undermine the dominance of the Google search engine that defines the internet for billions. Experts say if Google loses, it could open up new online avenues for consumers and businesses to explore in pursuit of information, entertainment, and commerce. It could also raise prices if Google is banned from paying billions of dollars to favor its search engine on smartphones and web browsers. Jason Walker reporting.
Rite Aid has filed for bankruptcy and will sell part of its business as it attempts to restructure while dealing with losses in opioid-related lawsuits. The drugstore chain says the filing will not affect business operations. It's arranging for payment of wages and other costs as usual. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.